Welcome to Raging Gracefully 2.0 with me, Annie Nyland, your host. Raging Gracefully, once a column, has now leveled up to podcast, and I'm sure you're all very excited about that. You can expect some satire, tongue-in-cheek social commentary, questionable advice, obscure musical lyrics, and some fitness and wellness tips that just might fly in the face of what we're currently being force-fed. So I hope that whet your appetite. Let's do it. Welcome back to Raging Gracefully 2.0 with me, Annie, your host. So one of the questions that has come my way is this. Why are you doing a podcast? Now, that really does make you stop in your tracks and ask yourself, what is the motivation for doing a podcast? Now, for some, it might mean monetizing their podcast and, you know, good for them. Would that happen to me? Well, I seem to have this situation with money that it avoids me at all costs. And also, I have content built up over the years because both Raging Gracefully and Dogma were columns back in the day, and I wrote them for years. So it felt natural to turn it over to a different medium, like podcasting. And my hope is that it strikes a chord with women. And to be even more ambitious, it invites men to listen and maybe understand more about the person they live with. Now, if you are living with someone from the opposite sex, here's some really potent advice. Try to treat them as if they were a foreigner to your country. Now, what do I mean by this is they really do speak a different language. They have grown up with different societal and cultural norms. They might be affected by different stereotypes. So with all of this information, if you proceed forward with that, you'll be a lot more tolerant or accepting of differences. So that's my questionable advice about living with the opposite sex. Now, for you listeners, particularly you women, what I'll say in this episode, again, I'm hoping to strike a chord. Maybe you'll nod your head in agreement. Maybe you'll even chuckle. That's the hope. And again, for the men, get ready to learn something. So one of the misconceptions about women, or maybe it is true to a certain extent, is that we are tend to be over emotional, sometimes high strung, and sometimes flat out cranky. Now, there's a lot of reasons for this, but I will tell you one of the biggest reasons is this. We are either constantly hungry because we don't feel entitled to eat what we want because we're concerned with our appearance and our weight, or we are consumed with guilt because we finally ate what we really wanted to. So that's the deal, either hungry or guilty. So keep that in mind about mood swings. And in a restaurant, if you are like me, it is mind-boggling when you open up a menu and you're deciding what to eat. Now, typically, you want to peruse the menu and pick something that does the least damage. But quite often, that is not the dish that you really want to eat. So invariably, whoever is sitting to your left or right will have the dish that you really wanted to order, and maybe you can distract them and take a little bit off their plate. So what's the takeaway from this? Well, maybe we just need to be comfortable eating what we want, and even if it's the forbidden fruit at times, live our life. Don't get so consumed with calories and, you know, gaining weight. Just enjoy the food that we are so fortunate to have. So I get that sounds a little preachy, so I'm going to move away from that. And I will tell you also that whatever my husband orders in a restaurant, it's always going to taste better than what I chose. And even if I chose something that I really wanted, and I don't know the science behind that, but it happens. Now, eating off your husband's or partner's plate is probably the best part of being in a relationship, because we all know if you eat food that's not on your plate, it doesn't have any calories and won't do any damage. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So there seems to be, and I'm gonna pitch this towards husbands and males. There seems to be a couple of different groups of husbands when it comes to, or archetypes, when it comes to, did I say that right? Archetypes. When it comes to food and sharing food. Okay, so let's talk about husband number one. And this is a very easygoing guy, and you could take food off of his plate at any given time and he doesn't mind. Okay, let's go find him. Then the other husband, he doesn't know that you're doing it because you are sneaky, or should I say a strategist, and you provide a distraction. Like you could say, "Oh, honey, someone's at the door. Can you go get the door?" And he might say, "I didn't hear the bell ring." You say, "Oh, yes, yes, it did. So go get the door and we continue with our meal." And chances are he'll get up and get the door. And that's when you sneak food off his plate. Then the other group of husbands, and you have to watch out for this, that are totally upset when you take even a tiny piece off their plate. And how do I know this? Well, I have stab marks on my hand. No, just joking. I have a husband where I can provide him with distraction very easily, particularly when we're in a restaurant. All I have to say is, "Hey, look at that hot waitress. She's looking at you," and he'll turn his head so fast, and I will be able to take whatever I want off of his plate. So another misconception about women is that we nag all the time and we raise our voices and we yell. Well, here's the deal on that. We are great communicators, and we typically say what we need from our families, whether it's please help with the laundry, make your bed, blah, 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 blah. But no one hears it the first time. So we say it again. Still no response. Third time, voice is getting louder. Fourth time, we're in full-blown yell because they didn't listen to us. So listen the first time, folks, and you'll have a very moderate person in your house that, you know, isn't going to get cranky because you're not listening. Okay, how about women, and don't get mad at me for this, I want you to not react personally when I say something. Think about it in the bigger picture. Let's talk about women and being passive aggressive. Now, I'm going to defend this, because when we are flat out aggressive in getting what we need or what we want, it is not perceived in the best light. And we all know this. We've been on the receiving end of this. So what we've had to do is mute our aggression. And that usually leads to passive aggression. And, you know, what do I mean by that? Well, you're not always saying what you want, or you're not really expressing yourself, or you might even quietly sabotage a situation because you haven't been invited to express your opinion. So just let that, and I say this a lot, marinate. I'm sorry if I overuse a term. I get stuck on a word and I just want to use it all the time. And a lot of this passive aggressive behavior has to do with who has covert versus overt power in our society. So what do I mean by that? Well, there are two different approaches to exerting influence or control in various situations. So overt power, we know who has overt power currently in our society. It's still the patriarchy. It's moving towards change, but it's not quite there yet. And so their overt power involves direct and explicit actions, and they take no prisoners and they don't apologize. So, for example, like a CEO has overt power within a company to make decisions. Now, with covert power, on the other hand, it operates more in the shadows, more subtly and discreetly. And this often opens up the door to manipulation, persuasion, or behind-the-scenes maneuvering. Okay, manipulation. It's not always, it sometimes can be for the greater good, is where I'm going with this. There's artful manipulation of trying to get the outcome of a situation to the very best place. So I'll stand by artful manipulation. Now, let's talk about a dated term called feminine wiles. Now, we have been, as women, encouraged to use our feminine wiles to get what we need out of a situation. And of course, we are all familiar with that term. It takes, you attract more bees with honey, something like that. So feminine wiles, it's a phrase that is often used to describe the subtle and charming tactics that some women employ to influence or manipulate others, particularly men who are suckers for our feminine wiles. But it does have a darker side. Others might see it as reinforcing stereotypes about women being manipulative or deceitful, and that perpetuates harmful gender stereotypes and norms. Okay, so let's talk about gaslighting. Now, this is a very big problem in relationships, where often women feel like their husbands or boyfriends or partners are gaslighting them. Now, here's the big question, and please think about it. What I'm about to say, have we created liars and gaslighters? Uh-oh, what do I mean by that? Well, when we react to a situation, nobody likes conflict. So I feel like men kind of dial it down and kind of sugarcoat a lie or make it a white lie or don't say the full truth. And let me give you an example of what I mean by this. Say you're in a restaurant and there's a very attractive female and your husband or boyfriend is checking her out and he's taking all these sideways glances to this woman, and you know it, you catch it. So you nudge him and you say, what's up? You looking at that girl or woman? Because we don't want him to look at a girl, we want him to look at a woman. And he says, no. Okay, here's the start of the fury, because he was lying. But did we make him lie? Because if he said, yeah, I was checking her out and she's real hot, that may not land well with men. So, I mean, with us. It won't land well with us. So again, we are teaching men to not always tell the truth in a situation for fear of us reacting negatively. So what's my advice? Well, this is obviously a personal a decision on how you handle something like this. But sometimes just being upfront and maybe not having conditions that kind of get in the way of truth-telling. Let that roll around in your head. And I often find that women say that, if a husband comes home late or boyfriend and, right away we're suspicious. All the time we're suspicious. We always think something nefarious is going on. And that's because lots of times it is. So, you ask your partner, like, why are you late? And they'll tell you, and invariably you will believe that that's not the truth. So we have a big problem here. There's a chasm that we have to bridge. Men have to be comfortable telling the truth about a situation and not fearing a reaction from the woman in their lives. And we have to play a big part in that. And we have to accept the reality that, yes, he is going to look at an attractive woman. You're looking at her too and appreciating the aesthetics. So don't, let's not come down on them for that. But if they continue to lie, take the food off of his plate, take as much as you want, because guess what? He doesn't deserve to eat. And on that note, I'm keeping it short this week. That's it in a nutshell, Joni. And thank you for listening. And please check out another fun podcast called Dogma 2.0. And you'll find it wherever you find your podcast. So that's it in a nutshell. And I already said that, and I have to say it twice.